As NYPD statistics show, most violent crimes such as murder and shootings continue to decline across New York City. A new report is highlighting a rise in felony assaults. As WNYC's Brittany Craigstein reports, researchers say there are a lot of reasons those numbers are growing.
Felony assaults are typically the most harmful kinds of assaults, the ones that can lead to severe injury or even death. And they've been climbing every year since 2020.
That's particularly concerning because to become a felony assault, it's not just getting punched.
That's Elizabeth Glazer, the founder of Vital City, the nonprofit that made the report. She also served as director of the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice under de Blasio. Her team crunched several years' worth of NYPD data. They found other, usually less violent crimes like harassment, misdemeanor assault, and criminal mischief have also gone up since the pandemic.
And they're the kinds of incidents that can happen anywhere, in any neighborhood, on the subway, in the street, in Midtown.
And, Glazer says, that could be fueling New Yorkers' fears about public safety. Jeffrey Butts is a professor at CUNY's John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says it's hard to figure out why people are committing assaults, but necessary to address the problem.
So it could be housing issues, income, family trauma. Lots of things can lead people to react violently against one another.
But he says New Yorkers should keep the stats in perspective. On a per capita basis, the city's crime rate is still below other major cities like LA, Chicago, and Philly. Brittany Crickstein, WNYC News.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, three times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. Also subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back this evening.